Make sure to join SDSU Extension for an organic conference in Sioux Falls. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. Visiting today with Pete Sexton, who is the SDSU Extension Sustainable Cropping System Specialist and a manager at the Southeast Research Farm. And good morning, Pete. Thanks for joining us here on WNAX.
Good morning, Danielle. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Well, you have an event coming up here in a few weeks. SDSU and the Southeast Research Farm are hosting an organic conference. So I guess maybe just fill us in behind that and why you guys put this on.
Okay, so the event is going to be March 12th at the Ramcota in Sioux Falls, and we're kind of really focusing here a little more on grain crop production and also on reducing tillage, reducing disturbance and maintaining weed control. So we've got a number of speakers going to present. Rick Clark raises organic no-till crops in Indiana. Ben Brockmuller works at the University of Wisconsin, does a lot of work with rye, works in Aaron Silva's program there. He's going to come and talk about their research using rye to control weeds and reduce tillage. And Kurt Daigle is an agronomist who works privately, but he also works in organic systems, and he's done some work on organically labeled herbicides, and they're running some ground where there's a drier environment. They don't want to do tillage. They don't want to have the soil blow, and so they're strategically using some of those. And then we have John Sasser, is an organic farmer in Minnesota. He's been using a flamer for weed control in corn for over a decade, and so I called him and visited with him, and he and his son are going to come and just share their experience using a flamer. So all those things really involve reducing tillage, not really necessarily eliminating tillage, but different steps or strategies to reduce tillage. And basically the rationale behind that is if we can reduce tillage to save the expense of it, but it also we tend to have less soil erosion when we have less tillage, and it's a little better for soil health if we can manage it. Of course, it's a challenge to control weeds without tillage in an organic system, but that's where we're trying to move that direction.
Gotcha. So all in all, just going to be a pretty informative day from producers all over our Midwestern area.
Yes, and also we're bringing in a fellow who's nationally known, Eric Gallant. He's a weed scientist at University of Maine. He strictly works in organic systems, and he's going to tell us about some of the newer tools that he sees coming down the road for control. He's not so much a no-till guy, but he'll be looking at reduced tillage. But he's done a lot of work for quite a few years and does good work there. So we invited him to come out and one of the first presenters at the beginning of the day.
Gotcha. Well, that sounds exciting. And I guess, is this your first conference that you guys have put on?
Well, we had a few organic conferences about 10, 15 years ago, and then we ran out of support for them. So we stopped. But this recently we got received some support from the Organic Crop Improvement Association, and they're transitioning to organic partnership program funded through the USDA. So with that support, we're going to try and start this again, see how it goes.
And again, this conference is Thursday, March 12th at the Ramcota Hotel in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And Pete, when does things kick off?
We're going to start about 9 o'clock in the morning. Registration is 8:45. The first talk is 9:15. And then we're shooting to be done by 3:40. So we're roughly figure 9 to 3:30 will be the length of the program. Well, walk-in registrations are welcome. Cost $25. We'll provide a meal. If you want to register online ahead of time, that helps us figure out how many meals to make. And that can be done through the SDSU Extension events website.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.